Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back to Late Night here on The Good Neighbor. I appreciate you listening. Henry Lake, Chris Tubbs until 1 a.m. Big development today, big news in regards to the Minnesota State High School League. They have pushed football, volleyball to the spring. Okay, other fall sports are going to start August the 17th. And I saw the information on Twitter immediately this morning, and I said, man, you know, I got to have somebody on to talk about it. And, you know, somebody that's all over this is Jace Frederick from the Pioneer Press. He joins us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. First off, how you been, man? You doing okay?
Hey, pretty good, Lake, man. How about with you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm hanging in there. I got no real complaints. I feel like it's an overload of sports right now.
Yeah,
I'm watching a little bit of everything. Like the Wild are on one of my tabs here on the computer as I get in and out of commercial breaks. So I'm loving life right now, man. Look, I want to have all of our sports back, but I also want to be safe, right? I want people to be healthy and be safe. That's the most important thing. When sports spirals out of control with the virus, then you need to press pause on everything. So that's where I'm at with all of this.
Yeah, I totally agree, 100%. That's why I feel like I'm watching Portland, Houston right now, and but you know, like the NHL, the NBA with those bubbles, I feel like they're at least giving themselves a fighting chance. And I don't think we're gonna have. It might happen down the road here, especially as we get deeper into this. I know it's still very early, but I don't think we'll have nearly at least as many MLB type situations, or at least that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, that's what we're all hoping for. And let me start with the first paragraph in the article that you wrote earlier today. It says, there will be no Friday night lights in Minnesota this fall. Both high school football and volleyball will be moved to spring, special spring seasons during the 2020-21 school year. The Minnesota State High School League Board of Directors determined Tuesday during contested votes. What was the immediate reaction that you saw both on social media, maybe that you heard from people after that announcement earlier this morning?
Yeah, kind of mixed. The reality is, like, this is all related to the coronavirus, and you know, right now it's a big split on people in this country. Or maybe it's not a split. Maybe there's more people who are taking it seriously than others, but there are certainly people who feel both ways about it, and those people kind of were the two sides of the reaction to this news too. And now certainly there are some people who just feel bad for high school kids and, you know, that they're not getting their same seasons, their same experiences. And I think we're all kind of in that boat. But then there are also people who think, you know, aren't taking this virus seriously and don't think anybody else should either. And they don't think that it should impact anything in terms of plans, especially in that high school sports seasons. So there was a lot of that. And then, you know, there's people saying like, hey, volleyball, you know, football, is it going to be any different in the spring? Should they have just played, you know, with kind of the restrictions that the other fall sports are going to play with this year, and could that have worked? There's a lot of concern about three sport athletes now and going boom, 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 you know, like winter sport, the special spring season, you know, just kind of one to the other. And if your team goes in the postseason, you're missing half of the other season. So a lot of concerns, but I think also people are optimistic because nothing was canceled. And there's always concern of that heading into a day like this. At least seasons are still scheduled to be played across the board. So there's some optimism on that front.
We feel for every student. We feel for every athlete. And I think that you summed it up great in one of your tweets earlier today. You said, a thought with all of those high school sports plans. No, they're not perfect. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Some sacrifices have to be made. These are one-season compromises. Certainly not ideal for those kids. Minnesota State High School League is just trying to make best choices with safety at top of mind. I agree with you 100%, man. That, like, that's the reality of it. Like, we're not looking at something as though, like, we're in complete control of it, right? We are being controlled by something else that we have no control over. And until we get a vaccine, nothing should be looked upon as it's definitive.
Yeah, and you know, and there's a lot of people who will tell you, like, hey, we've been doing this stuff this summer in certain areas of the state, and we've done like some football practices, and volleyball has been doing stuff in the gym, and like, we've had no problems. You know, but the reality is, A, you don't know if you've had any problems, and you might have some asymptomatic kids, and maybe not too. Maybe it has worked out great. But then, you know, like the high school league's just going off the information they have. And I know they had like a sports medicine committee, and they said, look, football and volleyball, it's not going to be, there's no real way this fall to play it safely, under safe conditions. And I think when you hear that, and you know that a bunch of kids that you're kind of putting out there, and even the adults that work with them, then you're trying to put their safety above everything else. And I know there's a lot of bad things that come with rescheduling, and it doesn't work out. Club volleyball will be played like at the exact same time as high school volleyball, and there's recruiting stuff like that, but that just doesn't compare to the safety and health of people, you know. Like, it stinks for these, especially for seniors and whatnot, but the health has to come first, and everything else kind of goes in the back burner. So I respect any decision that's just made with that in mind. I don't know if it would have worked out the other way. Maybe it would have. But is it really worth the risk? I just don't think so.
Yeah, we're talking to Jace Frederick from the Pioneer Press. He's joining us here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. And maybe you can't answer, you probably can't answer this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway because I'm curious. I don't know how this is going to work, but how does recruiting work? Like for a kid that's in high school, you know, football, how is the recruiting part going to work for them as they try to get to college maybe the following year, if you're a rising senior?
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, college is the one period where, especially, you know, the signing period isn't until like December for D1 schools, February after that. So your senior tape means a lot, you know, and you can definitely get a lot of late offers. And we've seen a lot of that where guys have strong senior seasons. And, you know, like, obviously there's a lot of stuff with like the satellite, the camps and everything in the summer before. And there's probably more recruiting that comes from that. But being able to put stuff on tape and being able to show what you can do in another season, it matters in football. So not having that come until the spring after the two signing periods will be passed, I think that'll affect a lot of kids. Now, you know, a lot of guys who maybe could have shown up on radars who probably won't. So it definitely does negatively affect it to some degree. Now, to the exact extent, I don't know. I know a lot of guys who've had like strong senior years and just been productive, and now all of a sudden a couple of scholarship offers, maybe their D2 or whatever, pop up, and opportunities that they hadn't had before. So now that's going to be different because it's going to be kind of too late on a lot on that front by the time you're playing.
I wonder how testing is going to work. Like that's, you know, we talk about testing at the professional level and we talk about testing at the collegiate level, right? Or lack thereof with some of these colleges and universities, because we're hearing about some of these players that are disgruntled. Right. But how does that play out for high school kids?
I don't think there's going to be any like mandated testing. I think it's just kind of be go play, and if you have symptoms, well then go get tested. But I don't think in any sense it's the same with returning to school, right? Like I don't think there's going to be mandated testing for that either. And you're going to go sit in a room with kids. Now, certainly, ideally it's distance and whatnot, but I don't think that'll be the case to every classroom.
Yeah, that's scary though. Right, that's the part that's scary about this, because you are sitting there and you're hoping that a kid is going to be honest and truthful about their physical health. And let's be honest here, because we've all been there, because we've all played – you know, high school athletics, right? How about those games that you got circled on the calendar, or that team or that school that you just can't stand, and you are going to want to play them? And if you happen to have a little bit of a temp, or you got a little bit of the sniffles, you think that high school kids are going to be open and honest about not wanting to play? Yeah, right.
Like, I had a friend in high school basketball, a long bus trip up to, like, the road game, and he puked, like, the entire bus ride. And finally, at the end, he's like, okay, I can't play. You know, like, I mean, it was after 2 hours of throwing up, and I was thinking about playing until that point. You know,
yeah.
And that's just the way kids are, and I don't necessarily even blame them, because it's hard for them to think, you know, of kind of the far reach of consequences if they do have the virus and spread it around, because they're just thinking in the moment. A, you're always thinking, probably as a kid, oh, this isn't coronavirus. And B, you know, you're just so focused on what's in front of you. That's just kind of the way you are back then, at the high school age. I don't blame them at all. But you're right, it is scary. You know, like, and coaches, like, how are you supposed to monitor that if a kid doesn't feel quite right, if he doesn't tell you? Like, if he coughs a couple times, are you supposed to think of something? Like, ooh, maybe we should get this kid tested, maybe we should pull him out? I don't know. It's a lot of responsibility to put on people who probably shouldn't have it, but it's just kind of the reality we're in.
I think it's a scary part about sports right now, because we all want things to be the way that it was. But for the rest of this year, it's just not going to be that way. Like, the way that everything is altered with, like, because I'm watching, as opposed to me doing shows and being at Target Field, I'm not doing that this year, right? Right? It's just, it's not possible, right? I'm watching the game from home. I'm broadcasting from home. So it's just, like, it goes back to your tweet about thinking about where we need to be and what we have to deal with here in the moment. There are compromises. There are things that we have to do to get to a better tomorrow. And that's just the way that I view it.
Yeah, and I think we all feel really bad when, like, high school kids have to do it, because, you know, none of us really had to make those sacrifices, and it's a little different now in our daily life. But I will say, at least, you know, the things that they're doing, and who knows if they're even going to have, like, state tournaments, state meets, anything like that this fall for the sports that are playing. And they talked about how even just travel, they want to keep it, like, within conferences, within sections, keep it really regional. They don't want, you know, kids from one part of the state driving to play kids in another part of the state, potentially spreading the virus that way. So I think that's responsible. And if there is no state tournament, that really stinks, because I know that's, like, a goal for kids, but it's not the reason why you sign up anyway. You don't sign up to just say, I want to go play in the state tournament. You sign up because you love the sport and you want to have fun. And at least they're giving kids that opportunity. And it's the main reason why you play anyway. So I guess there's positives in that sense. And, yeah, it's not perfect. There's a lot of things that aren't. We're not doing things, like you said, the same way as we ever did. It's just kind of adapting right now and realizing that we're all, you know, kind of in this battling something bigger. And that really should be the primary focus for all of us right now.
Hey, Jace, I got one final question for you, and then we'll let you go. And this has nothing to do with our conversation in regards to this. This is an NBA question. Why do Minnesota Timberwolves fans think that the Phoenix Suns will be just dumb enough to give away Devin Booker? Like, this whole thing bothers me that we've watched enough basketball. We know how trades and transactions work. Why do Timberwolves fans, I love Devin Booker like everybody else. They're not giving him away. Like, you see all these pundits. And when I say pundits, I'm talking about those with a Twitter account. They'll be like, yeah, we'll just trade a couple of ones for Devin Booker. Like, what are you sipping on tonight as you sit and watch the TV? Like, what do you make of those type of conversations?
You know, I think it's far reaching dreams, but I can't imagine, like, it's not even just a couple people. It's everybody.
Yes.
You know, it all came from that one shoot where those, you know, Russell and Towns and Booker are together. And now everybody's like, well, they probably don't want to play on the same team. They said that in that interview for that magazine. And now two of them are already here. It's like, how many players that are Devin Booker's age asked to be traded? You know, it just doesn't happen that early in your career. Not after you get paid all this money. It's not like right after that contract, you're like, all right, now I want out. It doesn't happen. It's a terrible look. And, like, franchise would be like, well, we've got you under contract for, what is it, probably like four more years after this or whatever it might be. So we'll just work it out. You know, it doesn't happen. It won't happen. And if Devin Booker isn't asking for a trade out, or Phoenix isn't desperate to trade him, which they have no reason to be desperate, they're going to
exactly
the moon in a deal. Like, you would have to come to them and basically say, you can basically have our franchise if we can have Devin Booker, because they're not looking to deal him. They have no interest.
Exactly. It just boggles my mind that Timberwolves fans are this foolish. And I am a Timberwolves fan, but I'm not that dumb, you know? So I just don't get it.
It's really funny because, like, you talk about the picks. Say the Timberwolves got the number one pick this year. There is no consensus number one pick. So it's not even the same, you know, it's not the same value that it normally would be. And then people are like, and Jarrett Culver. It's like, hey, we've got this rookie who disappointed in year one, Phoenix. Would you guys be interested in him for your best player? I mean, it's like, what? I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
I laugh at it every time I see it, but it's almost daily now. It's every time Phoenix plays, I see plenty of it on Twitter about him coming to Minnesota, and I'm just like, I guess when your team isn't playing, you're looking for something else to talk about with your team. So
I'm with you, man. Whatever. It's infuriating to me because it's not going to happen. You're more likely the chances of you getting Bradley Beal are better than getting Devin Booker.
It makes more sense, right, with where the guys are at in their career and what's more likely to happen where Washington is at as a team and stuff. I don't see either one happening, but that one's probably more likely than Devin Booker. And maybe Devin Booker someday 3 years down the line, but it's a little early to be talking about that right now.
Yeah, we'll get him at the end of his career.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Hey, like Jamal Crawford, you chase him for 10 years and you get him at the end.
Exactly. All right, give him a follow on Twitter. It's Jace Frederick from the Pioneer Press. Hey, Jace, I appreciate the time tonight, man.
Thanks, Blake. Appreciate it. Good talking to you, man. Oh,
all right, take care. Stay safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.